May 23rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in order for the remnant to draw apart from the liberal church, it must first identify the ways in which the faith is being attacked. It is much like coming in out of the rain to seek shelter. First, the need for shelter must be acknowledged. In the case of the remnant faithful, error must be realized. Too often, the leaders of any organization become lax in their leadership, and the goals of money and power take precedence over the truth. Do not follow blindly without seeing how you are being led. Leaders must be held accountable and challenged as to error in their beliefs. Title is not an excuse for leading people astray. This is how love of reputation takes hold and leads souls away from the truth. Dishonesty leads many people to trust in leadership that I have not set in place. Trust in me and in my provision needs to take precedence over trust in people. This is the number one standard of the remnant church. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.